And here are your hosts. Their style can be described as happy go fuck yourself. It's Chris and also Chris.
Satan's crushing it this year.
Oh, I'm Man. So sorry. I ruined like the back half of that intro. The beginning got me.
Man. We got Nelly and Evanescence. Right? Is this not what dreams are made of?
I'm gonna need a link to that.
Yo, dude, I got you. You know I got you. I got you. I'll get you the SoundCloud.
Appreciate it.
It's amazing. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. I did not think a Nelly Evanescence crossover would get me so fucking hyped,
no.
But I'm here for it, baby.
Dude, I'm ready to run through a brick wall at this point.
Same, baby. Right,
this
same.
Is good. Uh-oh, I heard that. What do we got this week, baby?
It's just a Fat Tire lager.
Okay. They don't think it's just. Like, no, it's not just to
it's
them.
It's a Fat Tire lager. Yeah, it's yeah. a Fat Tire lager.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Oh, yeah. See, it works Nelly back in.
Yeah.
It works him back in.
On the Chris Flanagan scale of 1 to 0 to 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
7.5
is good. Like, I know that's lost on this generation, where if it's not like a 9 or a 10, it's yeah. garbage. But, like, 7.5 is solid.
Oh, dude, like, this is a good, like, back porch beer.
Okay. That's and like especially now, like it was 82 degrees today here. Like
oh, yeah.
This is the time of year for that. So, no, that's awesome. That's really really good. I need to get back into I have a couple of gimmick sodas that I got to cycle back in and get a couple of those reviewed. So, in the next couple weeks, maybe I'll get at least one of those out. So, because there's so many right now, I feel a little bit overwhelmed. So, I got to start getting through that queue, as it were. So, I had a lot of positive feedback on your zombie apocalypse game.
Oh, hell yeah.
The budgeting game. A lot of people had a lot of good stuff to say about that and really, really enjoyed that.
Me and Ryan Reynolds with our lightsabers.
In the castle.
In our castle with catcher's gear.
Yeah, with catcher's gear. And see, like I brought it up to dear friend Tony, and he brought up a really good point. He saved a lot of money because with his companion, he spent $1 and got a random mailman.
Okay.
And he said, here's his logic. And his logic was actually really, really sound because he goes, a mailman, like a random mailman, is going to know like back ways to get places. And it's like a human GPS. In a
Not
time,
incorrect.
In a time where like you have to imagine that like, you know, cell phones won't work, GPSs don't work. You know, a paper map is like the most valuable thing you can have. And that's a human version of a paper map. So
damn, you ain't wrong.
And so I was like, man, that's a good point. Like, damn him for being so smart about that. Because it's like, you know, Joe Rogan at the most expensive, I think Joe Rogan was $5. And it's like, you can debate him, but like, is he really going to come up with good ideas to get you out of it? Probably not. So that's kind of a waste, but he was like, oh, yeah, no.
And also, like, what alt-right douchebag put Joe Rogan at $5?
He was, you know, so he was like, no, he's like, the mailman is the smartest one. He's like, the random mailman should be $5, and here's why. And I was like, shit, man, you're right.
Dude, like, Mr. Perfect should have been $5.
That is true. Mr. Perfect would like if you were doing like sitcom characters or like TV show characters, I think the professor from Gilligan's Island would be $5 because he would find like a bullet casing, a coconut and some sticks. And he'd be like, here's the cure. And you're like, damn, that's why you're the professor. So
where does Kramer land?
I think Kramer would be a dollar.
I'd give Kramer at least a two.
I could agree to $2 just because he would be so much chaos that he would get you found and probably killed. Bless you. Bless you.
Damn it. Fuck.
Like he would draw unneeded attention to you and probably get you killed.
That's fair. That's fair.
So $2 is about all I could.
Urkel's the $1 character. Not Robo Urkel. That's five.
No, Robo Urkel is five damn dollars.
Okay, no, I'm getting us off track because I'm just trying to like come up with sitcom characters still and what they would be priced.
So we're gonna play a different game this week.
Naked Robber.
What's the one? Oh shit! What is it? Nightcrawlers is what they play on It's Always Sunny. Where dude, Frank and Charlie play it in their because they share a bed and they play Nightcrawlers.
Whatever that means, I don't like it.
No, you don't like it. I promise you. We're gonna play a game where we're gonna have you take the role of Rodney Dangerfield.
So lots of respect.
Lots of respect in this game. We're gonna play a game called Back to School, where I'm going to give you questions, one question for each grade, 1 through 12.
Oh, shit.
You're going to get these right. If you get three wrong, you flunk out and don't get to graduate.
Okay.
But if you get them all, if you get two wrong or fewer, then you get to graduate. And so we're going back to school, all right? Here we go. We're going to go in order, first grade through 12th grade, so it should be okay. First grade. Here's your first grade question. Bonus points if you can tell me where this music comes from. While we're doing this. All right. First grade.
Is that the Chris Masters theme song?
No, it is not, but you're close. Close. First grade. What color is a blueberry?
I feel like this is a trick question. I mean, They're kind of blue. They're kind of purple.
Go with your gut. That's all I'm
going
to tell you.
I'm going blue.
Blue, correct. You got that one right. Second grade. Name a pet that isn't a dog.
Hamster.
Hamster. We'll go with it. I'll take it. Grade number three. What is 4 times 6?
24.
24. All right. That is correct. Third grade.
I know.
All right. Fourth grade, grade number, what is 6 times 4?
Wait, fourth grade is 6 times 4?
Yeah.
Also 24.
That's right, yeah. Third and fourth grade, basically the same thing. Same question. Fifth grade, name any war.
The War of 1812.
I'll take it. War of 1812. Good. Sixth grade. Now we're going to ramp up the difficulty a little bit. Sixth grade. No more coasting. What's the process called of plants eating?
Photosynthesis.
Photosynthesis. Correct. Yes. All right. Now I'm going to give you a bonus opportunity here. We're going to give you a daily double opportunity. If you get this question correct, you can skip the next grade. All right. We're going to give you this bonus. According to urban legend, what type of animal caused the Great Chicago Fire of 1871? By knocking over a lantern. What animal?
Shit.
What animal? According to urban legend, what
no, I know this.
Animal
I know this.
caused the Great Chicago Fire.
It's something you wouldn't expect to be in Chicago.
That's right.
Like, my mind wants to say, like, pigeon or hamster again, but I know that's not right. Horses still wouldn't have been uncommon around then. Mm-hmm. Cow?
You going cow?
Cow.
Is that your answer? Is that your final answer?
That's it, baby. It's either funny or it's right.
Cow, correct. Nailed it. Nailed it. All right. So we're going to skip eighth grade, and we're going to go to grade number nine. Name two types of triangles.
A right triangle?
We'll take it. We'll take a right triangle.
And isosceles?
Isosceles. All right. Pulling out the isosceles. Okay. Correct. All right. Grade number 10. You got to get all, if you get all of these right, then you don't fail. If you get all of them wrong, you fail. So okay. you got to get them right. What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Mercury? I'm assuming, I think it's the closest to the sun, so I'm assuming it's the smallest.
Mercury? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Mercury, correct.
What?
Correct. Mercury, correct. And so okay. we're going to finish it out just to see how you do. 11th grade, what is the basic unit of life?
The atom?
Atom, correct. You got that right. Correct. And grade number 12. Here we go. Let me load up this final one. Name any component of a cell. Not a jail cell. That's coming up next.
Shit.
Any component of a cell.
I got nothing.
Really?
I legitimately have nothing. I'm blanking.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Could have had a nucleus, mitochondria.
Really? God damn it. I thought those were atom parts. Proton, electron, cytoplasm. Nucleus. Shit.
Yeah. But
fuck.
Even with one wrong, and I'm going to tell you how confident I am in you that I preloaded this sound for you. Congratulations. You have made it to graduation.
So was the other song, was it Chris Nowinski's theme music?
No, it was not. It was Dean Douglas from 1995. Oh. Congratulations. You have made it to graduation in our back to school game. That was fun. I enjoyed that immensely because I was not the one being quizzed.
Also, I want us to redo the Wonderlic.
Oh yeah, we can do that again.
I absolutely want to redo that because yeah. I'm mad about my score and I finished with like 5 minutes left and I was overly confident and didn't go back and check a lot.
That will happen. We'll have to do it. We'll do it at a point where like we're all together and like I'll take it this time. And like we'll set the timer and it'll be like you, me, and we'll have like a couple other people do it. We'll do it as like a special.
Okay.
It'll be fun. I'm totally down for the Wonderlic test. Man, that was good. Good. Nice job, by the way.
Thank you.
Got all of them right, but one. And you skipped the question that you skipped, by the way, was name any empire.
The Roman Empire.
So there you go. So you would have gotten that right. So 11 out of 12, solid. And you knew the answer to 12 when you just gave into the pressure. So
yeah, I gave into the pressure.
And it's all right. It happens to the best of us. Other people who gave into the pressure and now are not where they want to be. If you have anything else, we don't have to jump right into jail mail. We have two amazing jail mails. This time, because we're making up for lost time. That was part of the deal last week is we had we were going to do jail mail. We got sidetracked with something else. And so to make up for it, we're doing two jail mails this week. They are doozies, my friend. Like, I'm excited. We'll just go ahead. I got a jail mail from a male and a female for this week.
Oh.
And so we'll go ahead and we'll start. I've been looking forward to what your reactions are going to be this entire week. Because I've read these and even today I reread them and I've been laughing all day. So, I'm very excited to hear what your reaction is going to be.
That means I'm not excited for this.
Oh, there's something. All right. All right. We're going to start out with the mail, jail mail, the correspondence, if you will.
Oh yeah, baby.
If you will. I'm not going to give like full identifying information. This is from Troy S. Troy writes to us from the Loudoun County Detention Adult Detention Center in Virginia.
Okay.
He from Leesburg, Virginia. And Troy writes, "Hi guys. Hello from the inside, gentle persons.
Don't like this.
I don't really know what that means, but I heard you guys say it a few times over the years and thought it was funny. Gentle persons is one of my favorite, by the way, the bits that like we don't do a whole lot that we sprinkle in sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Troy continues. My name is Troy. He writes his last name, but I'm not going to say it. And I currently reside at the Loudoun County Adult Detention Center. Anyway, I've been a listener for quite some time, and I wanted to participate in the show.
Okay.
Before I got locked up, I heard quite a few letters from inmates being read out, and I always...
Wait, no. Is this our first one who listened before they were incarcerated and is writing from jail?
I think we've had that happen before.
Okay.
But it's rare. Okay. Usually it's like people tell somebody like in there to write us or, you know, what have you. And like they get alerted to it. I think one time we've had somebody that's like, I'm a listener and I got locked up, so I wanted to write to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, he says, I've been a listener for quite some time and I wanted to participate in the show. So he's never participated up until this point. Before I got locked up, I heard quite a few letters from inmates being read out, and I always thought they were made up fun. I have now, in fact, found that these letters and inmates are real.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys really know the following you have in here. What? Oh, I don't think you're ready for what's coming. I don't know if you guys really know the following we have here. Sure for the show, but mostly for also Chris.
Of course. Of course.
And this is where it starts to take a fun turn.
Fun for who?
For everybody but you.
Okay.
He is an idol in here.
Obviously, that's fair.
The people who adore this man range from the feminine to the tough, the mentally challenged to the astute. His fans love him for various reasons.
Mostly the dashing good looks. Hopefully not for people in prison.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, good.
Take my friend Rev, for instance. He is an ex-pastor who shares several of also Chris's interests.
What?
I'll just leave it at that. I don't know what that means, but that's what he says. He says he is an ex-pastor who shares several of also Chris's interests. I'll just leave it at that. So take that for what you will. There is an ex pastor who is now in Virginia jail who shares a lot of your interests.
Okay.
So he's a good friend of yours, I guess. I'll just leave it at that. Rev often says their common bonds link them for life. I don't know what that means.
Don't like this at all.
I'm not exactly sure what that means. All right. He says, yeah, often says their common bonds link them for life. Some love also Chris for his wit, his charm, and his good looks.
I have two of those things.
You called it. Like, you asked for that, and Troy is following through for you. Mm-hmm. They are his most loyal fans, and they are known for their jailhouse I heart AC tattoos. I don't think they're talking about Slater. I don't think they love Mario Lopez as much as they love you.
God, I hope this is a bit. I really hope there aren't people that have I heart AC tattoos.
God, there are some haters, some anti-fans in here who are just jealous of the attention pictures of also Chris get in here.
What? What?
This is the part. This is the part I hope you're ready for.
What?
There is also something really fun we do called the circle game.
What?
Involving those photos of also Chris.
Okay.
I'll send more details about that in my next letter.
Please don't.
I also think I have a great book for you guys if you're interested.
Yes, I'm interested in the book, not about the details of the circle game.
Thanks, you guys, and talk soon! Exclamation point. Your friend, Troy.
Thanks, Troy. Let us know about the book, but not the other thing.
I don't know that you can pick and choose with Troy. I'm also going to go ahead and tell you, like, that was from, several months ago. I believe that was from before Christmas. So,
okay.
It's been a little bit. We have not heard from Troy. He's probably going to hear this now. Troy, you have to understand that we get a backlog of topics and we can't always get to jail mail promptly. So please send us a follow-up. You're going to notice a trend with some of these because this next one also, has information about a follow-up. So, that was Troy from the Loudoun County Adult Detention Center in Leesburg, Virginia. Which, if I'm going to tell you, I looked up this place. It is an adult detention center and work release. All inmates, if you end up getting stuck here, if you end up getting put there, it houses maximum, medium, and minimum security level inmates. They may be housed at the facility for up to 3 years before being transferred to the State Department of Corrections. And this is all from their official website. Often inmates will receive a stay of delivery because of appeals. Local inmates receiving 12 months or less will serve their sentence there. And here's the craziest part about this. All inmates who are there are charged $1 a day fee.
What?
Which helps offset the costs of their incarceration. It's actually a really nice looking facility. I mean, I don't ever want to go see it, but it looks like an actual nice facility. It can hold, they have a work release center that houses nonviolent minimum security inmates that are soon to be released. That has a capacity of holding up to 96 inmates, which is pretty interesting.
Okay. So,
yeah. They are also very much in accordance with Title II. I don't understand this. Okay, so here's the paragraph, and then I'm going to tell you what heading it's under, okay?
I'm shaking my head right now.
In accordance with Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990, the Loudoun County Adult Detention Center will not discriminate against inmates with disabilities. To discuss any specific concerns or accommodations, please contact the Adult Detention Center's ADA liaison via email. You know what heading that's under? The Prison Rape Elimination Act. Right above the discussion involving Americans with Disabilities Act. So
what?
Yeah, I don't understand that, Virginia. What do you got going on? It's weird. That's weird.
Wait, this person's also from Virginia?
No, no, that's the facility for the first inmate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the second inmate, you're probably not gonna like that much. I feel like for it, it's not as bad for you as it is for me. So this one, we're finally turning the tables on me on the next one.
It's about fucking time.
So all right, next, the next one. Hold on, here we go.
Burr, 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 burr.
Here we go. Jail mail. Our second of our doubleheader for jail mail this week. This jail mail comes to us. I can't even make this up. From the Dickson County Jail here in Kentucky.
Dickson County. Dickson County.
And this piece of jail mail, this fine piece of correspondence, comes to us from Courtney J. From the Dickson County Jail.
Okay.
And she says, "Hi, my friends with benefits. My name is Courtney, and I'm locked up right here in Kentucky. Starting out strong." Addressing us as, "Hi, my friends with benefits." I appreciate that. "I heard you guys read out letters from inmates, so I figured I would give it a try and write you."
Fair.
"I'm looking for pen pals, and I was hoping you guys or your listeners would want to write me."
What?
"I'm smart, funny, sexy, single, and looking for companionship with someone. Age doesn't matter." Courtney. Courtney, we got it. I feel like I need to take a quick sidebar here.
Sidebar.
I just want to wrap with, I just want to talk directly to Courtney. Everybody else, you can do something else. You can, if you're driving, you can worry about driving. You don't have to listen. I'm going to speak only to Courtney right now.
Which you should do if you're, regardless of what you're listening to on the show, focus on driving.
No. I mean, some of these bits are really funny, but, Courtney, I want to talk just directly to Courtney. We need to have a talk about standards with you, Courtney.
Okay.
And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that because you're in jail right now, standards have been a bit of a struggle for you in the recent time. So, and that's okay. It's okay. We all have that time. I went to college. I was a heavy drinker. I understand about setting boundaries and standards for yourself, holding yourself to a higher standard and wanting more for yourself and who you surround yourself with. Courtney, you should set parameters for who you want to pen pal with and surround yourself with. Age should matter, along with other criteria for a potential pen pal. It all should matter. Set higher standards for yourself, Courtney. I believe in you. All right, anyway, back to the... Unless you want to be part of the sidebar and have a message directly to Courtney also.
Nah, you nailed it.
All right, cool. Age doesn't matter. You get ready for this. "I have a texting number, so contact me for that, and we can message each other. You can also send me mail at this address." And then she puts, like, the mailing address where you can actually send like physical letters. There we go. All right. Courtney, I don't even know where to begin. I'm going to ask you a question when this is all said and done, but I look forward to meeting a new friend. I also heard that you guys like it when inmates write stories about you.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Another inmate showed me pictures of you guys, and it really inspired me.
Why are we so popular in jail?
That is the part that concerns me the most out of all of it, is when someone says, another inmate showed me pictures of you guys, and it really inspired me. I don't think I've ever seen a photo of myself that I would describe as inspiring.
I mean,
like nothing good, like nothing inspiring good.
People have probably seen photos of us and been like, I probably should stop doing drugs.
Yeah, like I feel like our pictures would be great for some sort of scared straight program, which might be what this is about. It really inspired me. I'm already working on a story that I can send you next time. My cellmate is helping me write it. She has a great creative mind. I don't really know how to. I'm waiting for you to react to this next part. Right now, we are calling it The Erotic Adventures of Chris and Also Chris.
Like, there's a very important thing I need to know.
You want to know, because you had the same question. Let me predict, if I may. I don't mean to overstep, and I'm sorry for interrupting, but I'm going to predict what your question is. Is it our erotic adventures with each other or, like, at the same time with other people?
Exactly.
Because that's my question. Like, because if it's, like, erotic fan fiction where it's you and me, like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, no.
But it's called Sharon Towels, the Chris and Also Chris story. I hate myself.
But sharing, I thought, no, that's the joke. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's like, if it's erotic fan fiction of like you and me together, like I'm not interested in that, but if it's like us do, like now I feel like I've changed the course of this story. It's called The Erotic Adventures of Chris and Also Chris. It's really helping us pass the time in here. That's also troubling.
Yeah.
That troubles me.
I don't feel good about any of this.
I don't feel good about this jail mail idea at all, but I can't stop because it brings me so much joy, but it also brings me so much terror.
Now, I'm too big of a fan of jail mail to let it go.
I know. I can't believe that when we did the show split, that we were the only ones that wanted jail mail.
Of course we were. It's hilarious.
I don't get. I don't know. I thought that it would be more of a fight to keep jail mail, and it was actually very easy. All right, we're almost done with this one. Here we go. The Erotic Adventures of Chris and Also Chris. It's really helping us pass the time in here. Write me back if you want to hear the story when I get it done! ! I can't wait to hear from you. You guys have a lot of fans in here, and I would make everyone so jealous if you wrote me back.
Oh, now what if we don't write you back, and what if we just respond to you on our show?
That's
like,
true.
This counts as a response.
I feel like this is a bigger honor.
Yeah.
That, like, if you actually had your correspondence read out to the masses, to the unwashed masses that are our fans. And I feel like that's a bigger honor. See now above, like before in our last one, it was signed. Thanks you guys. And talk to you soon. Your friend, Troy. Courtney takes a different approach because she says, I can't wait to hear from you, blah, blah, blah. You guys have a lot of fans in here, and I would make everyone so jealous if you wrote me back. With love, Courtney.
Okay, so hear me out, Courtney. We're not going to write you back. But, again, we'll talk to you on the show.
Yeah.
If you want to send in your story, go ahead.
I'm going to make the bold statement that I said in the beginning that I think I said this on air. I might have said this in the pre-show that I read out basically I try and read these in the order in which they are received.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I will, if there are like really bad ones or ones that I'm like, that would be great for a live show because that's a bit much for the regular show. I'll hold some of those back, or if they're not like, you know, I don't want to say if they're not entertaining, but you know, if there's meat on the bone, then I'll put it in the to read on air. Or if there's like one part that I'm like, I know that's going to make some, but one of us uncomfortable, then, or it's going to get a reaction or whatever, like those stay in the keep pile. But I'm going to make the bold statement because I try and not let anybody jump line, because, you know, if you take the time to write us a letter, an email, I keep calling them letters, but you know what I mean? Like if you write to us and like you take the time to do that, I don't want to let anybody skip you. If it's airworthy, I want to read it on air. That being said, if you have some kind of a project, like a story or something like that, especially if it's like a multi-part story and we're like right in the middle of it, I will probably give those top priority.
So does this mean we have two people we're telling right now that if they write back to us, they get top priority?
If it's a story or a project or something like that, then yeah.
But we have to know what the book is and what
right. So like, yeah,
circle game is.
Oh, and I feel like we don't want to know what the circle game is. Like,
I really don't.
Like, my core of my being says that I don't want to know what that is. Like, I'm just throwing that out there. And so that's kind of like your, and I feel like I just unlocked like the cheat code. So now I'm going to have, you know, the email box is going to be full of people, of all these inmates that are like, hey, I got a book, or hey, I'm going to write a story about you. But like, if your story sucks and it's not good, like if it's not well written, like, cause the 4-part story with you the last time, we've only read one story, and it was incredible.
The 4-part story that ended up being a 5-part story because they wrote one part twice.
Yeah, that was like, I feel real bad about that because I kept trying to get that one in, and then we kept having, for a reason that I, is neither here nor there, but you and I both know what it is. Couldn't get that topic in, couldn't like convey, hey, we have an update. Hey, like, I want to read this part because like, it brought me great joy to hear that story. And so I read the part 2, and before we could get to part 3, he felt insulted that we didn't read, or that we didn't like it, because we hadn't read part 3 yet. So he rewrote part 2 with a different ending, and then based everything else off that new ending. So and trying to avoid like a repeat of that situation, I try to read those out as quickly as possible so that they get the attention that they deserve. If you're putting in the effort to write a great story, then I want to give it the respect of reading it out as soon as possible.
That's fair.
I don't know what adjective or what the proper word is for how I'm feeling about when she says I'm smart, funny, sexy, single, and looking for companionship with someone, and she's going to write us a story, like, very complimentary of herself. I appreciate the confidence. So none of that translates into I'm a good writer, but I'm interested. Like when you when you give me the hook of I'm working on a story with my cellmate.
I mean, if it's written badly, that's even better.
That's true. I mean, the last
no offense one, to the inmate. I can't remember her name.
That one, Courtney.
Courtney. No offense to Courtney. No. But yeah, I mean, if it's a badly written story, that's even better. That being said, don't try and make it purposefully bad.
No, like if it's bad just for the sake of being bad, like we're not going to read it. But if it's good, or if it has, you know, like you can go back and listen to the other one. And because I like when we have the last, I think I've reposted all of them when we had the best of episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And because I tried to go like in order of best of and replay those stories, because dude, I loved that. That cracked me up so much.
Glad you thought it was funny.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And they were trapped away in the vault, and that felt wrong to me.
That's fair.
So I felt like everybody needed to enjoy them one more time. So, yeah, if you go back and you listen to the last four episodes that are in our timeline that say best of episode, that's where they are. So...
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, I have one of these. Hold on.
There he is.
Yeah, that's the one. I have to keep switching pages. And then this one says empty, but it's actually a song. So I'm not going to get tricked by that one. Not again. Not again. So, yeah, that here's the problem that we have now. Here's the issue.
What's the issue?
We've played our game.
Played our game.
We had two jail mails.
Two jail mails.
Two correspondences.
Two correspondences.
I'm looking at the timer on here, and we're at 42 minutes.
Oh, we gotta ad lib.
We gotta pad for about at least 10 minutes.
And we can shit talk AEW some more.
I don't have it in me for.
And it's low hanging fruit at this point.
Yeah. Okay. No. All right. I want to discuss this with you because I think I sent this to you at the end of last show because I really want. Can I just gripe for a second?
Always.
Okay. So I got mad because at the end of last week's episode, I texted you and I was like, "We are overdue for a conspiracy theory episode."
Oh yeah.
Cuz we did one like years ago, like when we first started the show like 3 years ago, and it was one of the first like 15 episodes that we had conspiracy theories that we actually believe. And I recently found another conspiracy theory that like I completely believe with all of my heart, and there's nobody that can tell me that it's not true. And so like I texted it to you and I was like, shit, yes, this is going to be great. And then I was texting with Commander Scott, and he's like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're back for the first time in like 2 months doing an episode and we're talking about conspiracy theories. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, he's like, we're doing these because they were apparently talking about something about the like conspiracy theories about the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
And, oh, yeah.
And I was like, first of all, timely. Second of all, like, what? And then now I'm just shit talking because I wanted to do conspiracy theories and now we can't do one for a while because they just did an episode about conspiracy theories. So it wasn't like the same thing. It wasn't like conspiracy theories that they believe, but it was like they brought up a bunch of conspiracy theories and I don't want to like overlap. So that's going to have to wait a little bit, but I can't wait on this one because I never thought about this, and then I'm like, holy crap, like, that is 100% true.
So, I'm listening.
So, somebody posted, let me see if I can get the actual picture, because I completely believe it. Somebody
once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Maybe I didn't text it to you. I swear. I know I texted it to Scott. Hold on. I want to get this word for word, because I think the I think what they said is actually on the low end. And okay, so here's the actual tweet. It was a tweet, and it says, "I believe that 1/3 of the identical twin population is actually living as their sibling and don't know it. Like they got switched during bath time and never went back."
You pitched that to me in the post show.
In the post show. Okay. Yeah.
In the post show. Yeah. You did talk about it.
Yeah. And like, I've never heard something that I never thought of, but completely with the entire being of my soul believed more than that.
Yeah, dude. No, that's. Yeah, that's
I think that might be low, actually. 1/3?
The only thing... Sorry, hold on. My headset came off. Sorry, I was trying to fix my hair.
That hair that those inmates love so much.
The only thing that makes me not think that is identical twins still have that... Because they still have different, like, thumbprints and that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So like that's
no
the only
wait
thing
I don't know thinking. hold on let me check
I'm completely basing that off of the episode of Full House where Uncle Jesse gets the twins mixed up and he's trying to compare their footprints to the footprints from the hospital.
Do identical twins have the same fingerprints? Identical twins all have unique fingerprints.
Okay.
So they do.
So that's like that's one of the things that makes me think, and I'm actually gonna check this.
Right,
but I'm legitimately gonna look this up like in real time because it's a question I want to know. Can identical twins have different blood types?
Ooh, good question. This is such a now it's turning into a science show.
Yeah.
I wish I still had that Bill Nye song on here because I'd play that.
Yeah, it is possible to have separate blood types even if they are identical twins.
Right, but like, okay, in this scenario, though, like you and let's say you have an identical twin brother, right? And it's, you know, you're both like 10 months old and you're in the bathtub. Your mom is overworked, hardworking mom. So, you know, she's got you both in the bathtub trying to save some time. Perfectly fine. Phone rings or whatever. And she turns her head, doesn't go up to get it because that's not safe. Turns her head and is like, oh, the phone's ringing, whatever. It's out of reach. And in that time, like you guys move around in the bathtub, switch places. And she turns back and is like, okay, like they're in the same spot where they were, or they're at least close. You're still on the left. He's still on the right. But you guys have switched. And nobody ever thinks to like go back and check fingerprints or footprints or whatever.
That's true.
And so you just go about your life that like, imagine that for like the first 10 months of your life, you're also Chris. And then after that, your dear friend Josh Koran. And then you live your life as Josh, but what if you're not really Josh, but you live his life? Like, does that change the trajectory of your life being the other twin?
That's a good question. But like, I mean, on the same like on the same coin of that, have you ever heard about like the identical twins that get adopted by like separate people?
No, I'm sure that's happened a bunch.
No, there's one where these two identical twin brothers got adopted by separate people. They met up like 40 or 50, like, you know, they were both later in life. They each married a woman that had the same name. They smoked the same brand of cigarettes. They had the same job that they'd been doing for almost the exact same amount of time. They drove the same color truck, make and model. Like, it was like fucking eerie.
That is super eerie.
How much of their lives lined up. So.
Yeah, that is unsettling. But yeah, what if, like, you know, you and your twin were unknowingly switched, you know, or like in the crib or something, like you guys go to bed and move around at night and swap places and, you know, it's fine. Or like even like in the stroller, like what if like, you know, your parents or the parent in this case, like I'll stop using you in these hypotheticals. What if the parent like puts the kids in the double stroller and then just forgets which one was on the left and which one was on the right? And just,
the
like,
downside is, I think you might have to go, like, because you said 10 months.
Right. Like,
and I'm pretty sure at like 10 months, you know, they're not responding, but like, you know, they know a name. So it's like, you know, Gerald. And, you know, Gerald will turn. And then like Bennett.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know why I gave them such garbage names.
You
but
gave
okay.
them really like pinkies out names right there.
Yeah.
But like, okay, like you could go back to like whatever window that, like 6 months or 8 months or whatever, okay. like whatever window would make this scenario plausible. Because I like, there's a, like, what if this is a, this, the now I want to sidebar just with, Law and Order executive producer, Dick Wolf, who I know listens to this show.
Obviously,
there is your twist for an episode of Law and Order. Is somebody commits a crime and they trace back the fingerprint to the twin, but he's got an airtight alibi, but they have like the security footage. And it turns out that that happened to the twins at a young age. And so they don't have their own fingerprints. And so it ends up being the twin brother instead. There you go.
I'm here for this.
I just wrote an episode of Law and Order for him for free.
Can I spoil Scream Season 3 for you?
Yeah. Is that what happens?
That's the killer is so the killer is actually played by the person you find out to be the killer is actually played by the Blue Power Ranger from the 2017 movie.
Oh, okay.
And you find out that he had a twin brother, and everyone thought that he was dead, but it was his brother, and he had just assumed the brother's life after he died.
Oh, smart.
It was the most eye-rollingly shitty ending.
Listen, if I have an identical twin, I'm telling you, at an early age, I'm going dark side and keeping him locked up for parts. Like, I'm not even going to pretend that I'm going to be like, let's just live our lives and everything's normal. I'm like, you're staying locked up in case I need, you know, a kidney or a spleen or something that, like, I want from you. And that's what makes me a bad person. I had somebody today tell me that I'm a good person, and now I feel like it's my job to prove them wrong. Why is that? Like, what is so wrong with me that it's like somebody literally tells me, like the words came out of their mouth and they said, you are a good person. And I was like, bet. Challenge accepted.
Wrong, 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 yeah. Wrong.
Let me tell you about jail mail that I'm about to read later. Not a good person. I think that I honestly think that that number of a third might be low.
See, I still think it's too high. Okay. I would say less than 15.
Really?
Like, yeah, less than 15%.
Okay. It's just like, I read it and I was just like, I've never believed anything to be more true than right now. And I don't know of any, I personally don't know any identical twins that I could ask and like traumatize with this question. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's what it would be, is it would be an ask and a equal traumatization. I don't think that's a real word. That I would completely and totally traumatize them with the thought of what if you went your entire life and you're actually your twin and your twin is you.
Damn.
Right? Like, wouldn't that shake you to your core if somebody asked you that?
A little bit.
If it was like, what if the entire identity of you is not what you think it is? By the way, can I borrow $10? Would be how that goes. That would be how that goes. And with that, look at us, we made it. We riffed until we made it.
That's what we do.
Don't forget that you, at the time of this recording, Dick Cheney's alive, and we have
28,000.
You're close. 27,659 YouTube subscribers. You can go to our page at youtube.com/@TN2M shows, or of course you can find our link there at tn2mshows.com, and you can be our 27,660th subscriber. By the time you hear this, I don't care who you are, by the time you hear this, that number will be higher. So you can't be number 27,660, but you can bring us one step closer to the edge and 28,000. And the goal is to see how far we can get before my birthday at towards the end of May. So we're going to find out how many subscribers we can get. And originally I thought, oh, if we could get 30,000 by then, that would be great. And I feel like we're on a trajectory to beat that easily. Thanks to some of you. There are some of you that still haven't subscribed, and for that, I don't like you. You know who you are. And if you're wondering, yeah, it's you.
That's true.
If you have to wonder and think about it, it's you. So join the masses and give us a subscribe and watch some of our videos. It's going to be, we got some more fun stuff coming. We're adding another show in May. At the beginning of May, we are bringing the Superhero Deep Dive Superhero Weekly Memes coming on Saturdays with a launch date, conveniently, Smash Mouth's All-Star Day, the nerdiest day there is, May 4th.
Nice.
So those will start.
Does that also coincide with Free Comic Book Day this year?
Does it? It might. It usually does. I get to tell everybody, remember, it's May the 4th. Live long and prosper. And you can catch that show going up on Saturdays every week for our YouTube channel. You'll get notifications of all that stuff. It's fantastic. So give us a subscribe there. That's all.
Hey, man. I need a favor.
Hit me with it.
Can you hit me with that? You didn't put them at the beginning of the show this week.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. I forgot. All right, in a row. Here we go.
Hey, this is Hannah Fearman, and I'm here at Vet City Con with Chris and Chris, and they tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hi, everybody. Damian Leone, writer-director of Terrifier. Chris and Chris said go fuck yourself.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We're going to do
this. Still holding?
We're going to do this right, okay? We're going to do this right.
Okay.
Because I feel like I let you down today. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do it this way. And to lead into your closing, here's what we're going to do.
Hey, this is Hannah Fearman, and I'm here at Vet City Con with Chris and Chris, and they tell you to go fuck yourself.
Hi, everybody. Damian Leone, writer-director of Terrifier. Chris and Chris said go fuck yourself.
Oh. Oh.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. 5.3-inch girth and all the ships at sea. It's an all-new episode of the FWB podcast, and here are your hosts. Their style can be described as happy go fuck yourself. It's Chris and also Chris.
Well, thanks again, Satan, for that that wonderful opening.
Hey, anytime, buddy.
And that is our time for this week.
There you go. See, that's how it works. I felt like I had to write that wrong, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. So, yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'll be posting a special sit-down stand-up next week for my birthday.
A special.
Special. And, yeah, be ready for that. Be on the lookout. And then until then, guys, we'll be back next week with some fun stuff then, for sure. Write to us with your circle games, your stories, your book suggestions. But also, if you're in prison, don't feel like you have to limit yourself to those things. If you just want to write and say hi, just write and say hi. And as always, stay safe, stay happy, keep doing what you're doing. Unless you're in prison, then maybe change some things up. And thank you for being our friends. Why do people in jail like us so much? With benefits.
I normally don't do this, but I want to add on to the end. We waited so long to read that first letter that she's already sent the first part of the story.
What?
With benefits.